It's 90 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. 12 Robertson County residents are facing federal drug charges after a multi-year investigation. According to the U.S. Justice Department, a dozen people are accused of conspiring to distribute cocaine, crack cocaine, and numerous other drugs. One person with a past felony conviction is charged with having a firearm. The investigation began in January of 2024. Law enforcement authorities say the arrests are part of a broader Homeland Security initiative. The invasive Asian carp have dominated some regional waterways in the past couple of decades, especially around the Mississippi and Ohio rivers. One way the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources is combating this is through a program for select commercial fishers, which allows them to use, quote, experimental tools to harvest up to 60,000 pounds of carp per day in some cases. Timothy Spears researches fish ecology at Murray State University. He says these fishermen fill a vital role in controlling Asian carp populations.
They don't have any natural predators, and that's basically true, but we are the top predator, and so that's why the commercial fishing is so important. Commercial fishermen, they're the key to controlling this species.
Through the program, fishermen can use some tools and methods that are otherwise prohibited. Since 2020, the allowance has produced crews capable of harvesting up to 4 million pounds of carp alone in 1 year. Coming up later next hour, you can hear reporting from one of those commercial fishing boats. That'll be at 5:44. Another local university has announced an enrollment record. Austin Peay State University in Clarksville now has more than 11,000 students. That enrollment is slightly higher than last year, which had been a record. The university says it's recruiting more across the region and now has the highest percentage of military-affiliated students, which fits its proximity to Fort Campbell. APSU's location in fast-growing Clarksville is also making a difference. Austin Peay isn't alone. Lipscomb University in Nashville set a record for its enrollment, which is nearing 5,000 students. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.